I was talking to a friend of mine the other day, and he brought up something that he was discussing with some other folks, and he posed the question to me. He says, what is freedom? I mean, what does freedom really mean? And you know, so I've been thinking about this for the last couple of weeks, and you know, we use that word, you know, we use the word freedom, and we say, yeah, we live in a free country, and you know, we value our freedom, and we use this word freely. But have you ever thought about what does it mean? What does freedom really mean to you? I mean, what does it mean just in general? What does it mean to be free? And I finally came up with this. Freedom is the ability to choose between good and evil. To choose between doing what is right versus what is wrong. And I would say something a little bit maybe controversial, that freedom only exists when we have the ability to choose evil. Hello, welcome to Monday Morning Mindset. I'm Eric Dieter, your host. I'm an ultramarathon runner, and this place, the Monday Morning Mindset, is where I share ideas, encouragement, and tools to help you develop a strong mindset. Your mindset does determine your success, whatever you're doing, and developing a strong mindset is a skill you can learn. I believe we were originally created free. Yes, I believe that we were created. God was responsible for that, and God gave us freedom. He said, you can eat freely from this garden that I have planted. Any tree that you want, you can eat for free, but there's one, this one tree that you are not supposed to eat it. You don't eat from that fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. That was the line. That was the only rule. Only rule in the entire creation was one tree we're not supposed to eat from. That was the line we were not supposed to cross. And the tree was called the knowledge of good and evil. And so you think about this, when Adam and Eve were in the garden and they hadn't eaten from the tree yet, they did not have the knowledge of evil. They were still free because there wasn't an electric fence, there wasn't barbed wire, there wasn't any barrier between them and the tree that they weren't supposed to eat from, except for the fact that God said, don't eat from that tree. There was a line in that comment, don't eat from that tree, but there was no barrier, there was no guard, there was nothing that differentiated that tree from the other trees, other than the fact that God said, just leave this one for me, the rest you have for free. And well, of course, you know the story. We chose what was evil. We chose the knowledge of good and evil over, you know, over what God had said. And so, you know, that's you know, whether you believe the story of creation, however it is, you live that out in your life. I mean, I know there are people out there who drive the speed limit. I know that, but you know, I know they'll give you 5 miles. They'll give you an extra five. Well, you know, the law is the law. The law is whatever the speed limit is signed, speed limit is posted. And even if you're driving 1 mile an hour over that, you have chosen to cross that line. Now, you say speeding is evil. So, you know, that is, you know, evil is a harsh word. And a lot of people get, you know, it's like, oh, I'm not evil. But, you know, we'll use the word bad. Well, you doing something that, you know, whatever line there is drawn. I mean, there are some of us, it's just like when someone says you can't do this, there's something inside of us. I was like, oh, well, really, watch me. But that is you know, part of the world that we live in. And I want to say that choosing the bad, choosing to do what is bad, is the exercise of your freedom. The stepping across that line is a symbol that I'm free. Now, you know, if everyone did evil, I mean, you know how, that's why we have laws. And there are, you know, the laws are put there as a way to help keep us from becoming so evil that the earth is worse than whatever description of hell you might look, you know, you might think of. People who are anarchists who say we should have no laws at all, they really, nobody really wants to live in a world as like that. I mean, the choosing the bad is a slippery slope that will lead to consequences. See, that's part of what freedom is as well. Freedom includes the responsibility to live with the consequences of the choices that you make. So when you choose to do bad, evil, when you choose to do the wrong thing, you live with the consequences. And that's the story. That's the story in the Bible of Genesis. You know, God said, "You'll die if you eat from that tree. The day you eat from that tree, you'll die." That's how death came into the world. That is how we became separated from God, by crossing the line, saying, "I'm not going to follow your one rule that you put down here. I'm not going to follow that. I'm going to go and do what I want." And we all follow. You know, we can't blame Adam and Eve because we do the same thing. We choose what is bad. We choose things that we know is not helpful. We choose things that we know is not helpful for other people. We choose, you know, sometimes we choose to act like an ass. Sometimes we choose to, you know, say mean things. You know, some of the people that we love the most, we say the most nasty, terrible things to. We have to live with the consequences. You say some of the most nasty, terrible things to yourself. I mean, so you talk to yourself worse than you talk to anybody else, usually. You have to live with those consequences because those things, and I've talked about that here before, your self-talk influences what you do. And so, yes, we can choose what is bad. We know it's bad for us. And the thing is, the consequences is that choosing evil, choosing what's bad, leads us to slavery to that thing that we've chosen. It's a free choice we enter into, but that freedom puts us in prison. I heard a story of a guy. Somebody online told a story of, he was, you know, big in martial arts. He was, you know, he really tried to take care of himself, but you know, the cigarettes kind of looked appealing. It was like, oh yeah, well I'll try this, and so he started smoking. He smoked for 2 weeks. And finally, a friend of his says, "What are you doing? I mean, you know better. You know better than to do this. This isn't good for you. This, you know, long term, this is going to be a very bad thing for you." He had smoked for two weeks, and he said he agreed with his friend. Yeah, you know, this is probably something I shouldn't be doing. He decides, "Oh, I'm not going to do this anymore." He said, for 2 years, he kept having cravings for cigarettes after only smoking for 2 weeks. That's the example of the choices. When you choose to do bad, it is a symbol of your freedom to choose what's wrong, to choose the wrong thing, to choose evil, to choose bad. That's a sign of your freedom to do that. But the consequences oftentimes end in slavery. You end up being tied down with these things that you find it difficult to get free from. And in the Bible, you know, talks about that the consequences of Adam and Eve. You know, there was no way we could actually turn around and cross that line again. It was like, oh, sorry, you know, my bad. You know, no harm, no foul. No, the freedom gave real consequences, and that's the story. We just went through the Easter season. Yeah, the churches celebrated Easter, and that's the story of God's restoration. The God came and said, "Yeah, you guys messed up, and you used your freedom in the wrong way. But here's the solution: you can come back. You can come back to me. You just make this choice to turn around and come back to me." That's the story of Easter. That's what this season is about. That's an aside. But I mean, there are some lines. I mean, there are some lines that you cross that are one-way streets. You step across that line, and once you've made that choice, once you've, you know, it's your free choice, you cross that line, and you can't just turn around and step back because the line disappears and you're stuck wherever you're at. Smoking, drugs, I mean, there are, you know, hundreds of examples you can give of those choices that you make that end up being, end up putting you into slavery. Now, you can choose differently. You can make different choices. And for most of us, when we choose the bad things, and when we choose to do bad, when we choose things that are not good for us, it's, you know, the slavery, the trap that is our freedom doesn't necessarily show itself right away, because then it becomes easier to do it again and again and again and again. And for, you know, you don't gain weight by eating one donut. It is a, it's a choice of what you eat every day over a long period of time that causes you to gain weight. And so in order to reverse that, you have to make different choices in the same way by choosing to do different things. Yeah, there's, you know, as a mindset guy, I say, you change your life by changing your thoughts. Yes, you do change your life by changing your thoughts, but your thoughts alone will not change you. You can't think and grow rich. You have to take action as well. Your thoughts alone don't, your thoughts are a big deal. It's, mindset's a big deal, yes, but your life is a result of the choices you make. You can't just think differently. You have to choose differently. And the trap of bad choices is that those are easy. You go with the flow, and you know, a lot of our society is designed to help you stay making bad choices. And most of the choices that you, most of the choices that will get you back on track to the life that you want, most of those choices are hard ones. And there is not just one hard choice. It's a whole series of hard choices for a long time, oftentimes, to get your life back to where you want it to be. And so what this is about, you know, I'm going to talk about being an ultramarathon runner and the way that life is like an ultramarathon. In, if you want to run an ultramarathon, you have to learn how to make hard choices. Not only in the training, not only, you know, it is a whole lot of hard choices from the time you decide until the time you cross the finish line. And, you know, running the ultramarathon, that, you know, that seems like all the hard choices, but there's a whole mindset and physical training that leads up to being able to cover that distance. That's the mindset that will give you true freedom to make hard choices. The freedom and the ability to choose evil is there. That's what freedom is. Freedom to choose what's bad. But freedom is also the ability to choose life. It's the ability to choose the life that you want to live. And I want to inspire people to choose an epic life, to choose to be epic. You don't have to be average. You don't have to have the kind of life that just is barely enough. You can do amazing things with your life. It starts with your mindset, but the next step is to make a choice. And the choice is a daily choice. What kind of a life? You can't just, you know, make it one time. You know, I remember when talking about when we got married, the pastor said, you have to choose each day. You have to choose each day to make your marriage work. And it is a series of choices. Yes, we made the commitment on that day we stood up and said our vows, but the reason that we're still married is that we've chosen to keep at it, because, you know, it was as hard as running an ultramarathon. I mean, there are a lot of things in life that is like an ultramarathon. But what it comes down to, whether you're running an ultramarathon, having a successful marriage, whatever you're doing, it's your mindset, but it's the choices that you make that actually turn your mindset into the reality of the life that you want. So I hope that this inspires you. I appreciate you listening. Thank you for being here. I will see you next time.